And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start in Nashville, where the police department has been redefining strength and agility. How so? Well, they have revised their recruiting standards. The goal? A more gender-diverse force by 2030. The initiative aims to boost the percentage of female officers. So the physical agility test is not quite as stringent as it once was, so more female officers could make the force. I'm not real sure how that makes me feel. And moving to Missouri, where the Battle of Children's Books has taken a turn. Democratic officials in Kansas City decided to mark National Reading Day by delving into the world of teddy bear gender identity. And not to be outdone, the Missouri Freedom Caucus countered with a dive into marine mammal psychology, courtesy of Johnny the Walrus. Yeah, these are trans-identifying books. They wanted to read to the young minds. Gotta love our politicians, huh? And from books to more serious matters, a troubling scenario unfolds in Maryland where a principal's actions against a Jewish teacher have sparked a lot of controversy, as they should have. The teacher penalized for highlighting anti-Semitic remarks during a pro-Palestinian protest found herself entangled in some administrative deceit. School leadership actually told some untruths in order to get this woman in trouble because, well, she's Jewish. I'm not sure that one's going to go away quietly. And lastly, a contentious battle in Montana has put parental consent for minors who want to seek abortions under the microscope. It seems Planned Parenthood opposes a law that would limit minors from seeking abortions without their parents knowing. Of course they do. They want anyone at any age to be able to murder their innocent unborn child. That's how they make money. And if they can't get it there, they'll get it out of our tax dollars, won't they? And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.